Massachusetts voters will be asked on next year's ballot whether to tax the state's wealthiest residents more to fund education and transportation. WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean joins us this morning to talk about the so-called millionaire's tax and other happenings that went on Beacon Hill this week. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
The House and Senate approved adding the income tax question to the ballot. That happened on Wednesday. Other ballot questions just require a certain number of signatures to move to get approved. So why did lawmakers have to authorize this one?
This one's a little different because this question would alter the state constitution, amend it, to allow for a new surtax on incomes over $1 million. That means it would be an additional 4% tax on anything you earn over a million. So the second million, not your first million in income.
How many Massachusetts residents even make that much in a year? Is this targeting the so-called 1% or will it scoop up many more residents?
It's actually the 0.5% if you do the math. Only around 20,000 filers earn that kind of money in the state each year. But as you can imagine, these 20,000 are some pretty high rollers and they won't really take this sitting down.
And it's not just the millionaires themselves that oppose this tax. Republicans of all tax brackets were vocal about what they say are the dangers of adding this tax. How is the GOP going to fight this now that it's going to go before voters?
Yeah, Republican lawmakers during their debate gave us something of a preview of what you can expect to hear kind of ad nauseum throughout next year as the campaign heats up. Their main concern is that the high tax on the wealthy will cause those millionaires to just up and leave the state. Go live in New Hampshire, where there is no income tax, things like that. That would deprive the state of even more revenue than when they started, because we wouldn't have their base income taxes coming in as revenue. Another line of attack against it is the way the amendment is written, it would give the legislature the responsibility to direct the new money toward education and transportation.
The other big move on Beacon Hill this week was the introduction of a marijuana bill, which we've been reporting on. And of course, voters passed a law at the ballot last November legalizing marijuana and setting up some regulations. So why are lawmakers stepping in now?
Yeah, the legislature, they want to increase the tax on cannabis to help pay for enforcement, regulation, and education programs. They may also want to restructure the Cannabis Control Commission. That's the new body in charge of regulating the industry. The bill that came out of the House this week, not only did it have a 28% tax rate on cannabis, which would be the second highest in the country, but it would also strip the state treasurer of a lot of her regulatory power over the marijuana industry.
And that House bill would have set up a commission, an independent 5-member panel appointed by the treasurer, governor, and attorney general equally, correct?
Yeah, that's much more like the way the state casino gaming commission operates. And the Senate seems to have really no idea where that gaming style commission idea came from in the House's bill.
And here's a cut of Senate President Stan Rosenberg talking about how negotiations over marijuana went sour this week.
Well, there were parts of it where we were heading toward a consensus, but then there was a dramatic shift heading toward the Gaming Commission legislation, which just turned the whole conversation on its head. We did not expect that. That was a big surprise to us on Tuesday night.
So what happens now for marijuana here in Massachusetts?
Well, the House plans to redraft its bill and vote on it next week. There were some issues with the version that initially came out. They'll fix those problems and maybe address a few other pieces of it, but it looks like they'll have it passed next week. After that, the Senate gets their turn, and they could end up delivering a much, much different bill. Senate President Rosenberg has indicated the Senate may move a bill with a much lower tax rate that doesn't take on all of the regulations and the commission structure the way the House bill did.
Does this delay mean that marijuana sales may not happen as planned next year? What does this really mean?
Well, one thing that everyone up here agrees on is that they want to get a bill to Governor Baker's desk this summer so that the commission can get underway, start accepting license applications from cultivators and retailers, and be ready for July 2018 when retail shops are supposedly going to open their doors. That's 1 year away.
1 whole year. We'll see what happens in the meantime. That is Mike Dean, WCAI's Statehouse reporter, talking to us this morning from Beacon Hill. Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great weekend.
You too.